It's so much to savour with Ariane Titmus. She adds a second gold medal to Australia's tally for Rebel. Sporting dreams start at Rebel. Shop the biggest range with the best brands in store or at rebelsport.com. Rob Woodhouse has been poolside for us at the Tokyo Aquatic Centre throughout the past couple of hours. Moments that are unforgettable. Rob, how do you reflect on Titmus beating Ledecky in the great match race of Tokyo 2020?
Yeah, certainly. Day two is still 6 days to go, but I think what we've seen there is something special and one for the ages. We'll remember this for a long, long time. I love how measured Titmus is with her response in her interviews post-race, but also after that medal ceremony. It's all about just moving on now. She's got heats tonight in the 200 freestyle, so she's sort of back into that mode. But what a fantastic swim. She swam the perfect race against arguably the greatest female swimmer of all time, Kaby Ledecky.
So how she staked her race, Rob, at the halfway mark, it had become a two-person race. It had become the match race through about 150 metres at halfway. Ledecky led by 0.66 of a second. Titmus made her move at the 300 mark and she led at the final turn by 0.22. And you knew it was in Australia's keeping.
Yeah, absolutely. And probably not until about the 10 metres to go, because a champion like Ledecky is never going to let go. And to be honest, Kaby Ledecky's race was absolutely perfect for her as well. She had to go out a little bit harder. She had to try and break Titmus in that first 200 metres. She didn't quite do that, and Titmus clawed her back the next 100 metres. And then with 50 to go, you thought Titmus had it won. But it was really those last 10 metres that you think, okay, she's got this one. Just a magnificent swim from both the ladies.
It's a source of such pride here internationally. How will it reverberate, given Ledecky's status as the queen of the pool?
I think it'll be there's a lot of respect there between Kaby Ledecky and Ariane Titmus. There's talk about a rift and so forth. There's not at all. There's a huge amount of respect. And Titmus has talked before about how, you know, Kaby Ledecky's inspired her and so forth. But this will be felt. The NBC were talking this up as one of the big races of the week and so forth. So this will be felt massively. The US pegged one back, of course, by winning that relay at the end. But they would have expected to win this 400, even though Titmus was going in as a slight favourite.
A gold medal, Ariane Titmus. A bronze medal for Emma McKee, and then the women's 100 metres butterfly final. Maggie McNeil of Canada won the gold. Zhang Yufei from China, the silver, and McKeon, the bronze.
Yeah, great swim from Emma McKeon. It's a personal best time, another Australian record for her, so she keeps on stepping up. She's got a couple of days off now. She's elected not to do the 200 freestyle, which starts tonight, and have a couple of days off and regroup. She's got some relays. She's got three relays still to go, plus the 100 freestyle and the 50 freestyle, and that's really her target now. But a really good start for her, a gold and a bronze in her first two swims.
Six Olympic medals to her name, so she is carving out a piece of history here in Tokyo. The marker is 9, and you feel like she will get there. The men's 100 metres breaststroke final. This was Great Britain's big hope, Adam Peaty, who defended his title from Rio. He was sort of quite defiant, really, the way that he swam away from them at the end. And this is a huge moment in England in particular.
Very much so. I mean, it takes an enormous amount to win an Olympic gold medal, but to defend 4, or this time 5 years later, is something very, very special. We're not going to see it a lot at these Olympics, I don't think. And Peaty is undefeated since 2014 in this event, the 100 breaststroke. Monumental swim from him. Looking at the newspaper headlines back in Britain, it was 2:30 or 3 o'clock in the morning back then, but they probably already written the headlines, but he is huge over there. Great win.
And the relay for the men, the 4x100 metres freestyle, the US dominant in the event, Italy the silver, and Australia the bronze medal, with Kyle Chalmers coming from 6th as he entered the pool and swimming Australia into 3rd place.
Good strong swimming from all the Australians there. We expected the Americans to win. They're very, very heavy favourites to win that race. Almost snatched the silver, Kyle Chalmers, down that last 4 or 5 metres, but it wasn't to be. The Italians, haven't seen them on the medal dais for a long, long time in a relay, so well done to them, but a great performance by the Australian men.
In the heats we saw, I guess the most important was Kayleigh McEwen, who's the world record holder in the backstroke, the 100 metres for women. She's finished 2nd in her semi-final. Emily Seebohm finished 3rd. So I think overall they are 3rd and 6th into tomorrow's final. So it's a mild surprise to see McEwen beaten. How do you read that?
Where I'm sitting is right on the finish line, and I watched her finish. She really eased up the last 2 or 3 metres. There's no doubt about it. She probably could have won the semi-final. It didn't matter. I see that in a race in three. Regan Smith's going to be really tough to beat, the young American, former world record holder. Obviously, Kaylee and Kylie Mass, the Canadian, up there as well. So it's going to be a race in three. Seabomb's got to work cut out to get amongst the medals, but it's fantastic to see her in another Olympic final.
Tonight, you'll see the heats of the women's 200 metres freestyle. So Ariane Titmus back in action there. The men's 200 metres butterfly, the women's 200 metres individual medley, and the women's 1500 metres freestyle. The past couple of hours, Rob, is that among the most special you've spent at Olympic swimming?
It's funny, you know. It is. It's very much very special. And it's seeing an Australian gold medal is... You never get sick of that, that's for sure. But, yeah, there's more to come. So we close the book on that chapter and we open another one tomorrow. So it just keeps on coming.